If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I think they are not benighted to the idea that he has done things that nobody ever has done. I mean, porn stars? No, I don't think Bob Dole did that. And I don't think they think anyone else did that either. I don't think they think anyone else made fun of handicapped people or cheated students at his fake university. Yes, I mean, something like Hunter Biden. If Don Jr. had done what Hunter Biden had done, it would be every night, all night on MSNBC. See, that's the problem with America. Everything is so binary. Everything that the red team doesn't like goes in the blue bin and vice versa.
Yeah, well, we've been saying that for a while. Can you imagine if Don Jr. started painting and selling his paintings, and then they said they're going to hide who donates the money?
Right. Oh, it would be a poo storm. And, you know, I don't have any problem with a media outlet or a radio show or whomever being in the business of advocating for a certain point of view, because that's what we do. We try to be fair about it. But yeah, we're advocating for a certain point of view. But at no point do we ever claim, we don't go around wearing t-shirts that say A and G, democracy dies in darkness, claiming to be the great defender, the great advocate for democracy, the great even-handed Solomon of the Old Testament style, wise, benevolent distributor of information. Just if you're an advocate, if you're a partisan, just admit it.
That was Bill Maher, by the way. He is an old school liberal. He was like one of the biggest heroes of the left for decades. And now he's an old white man lecturing them, I guess. We'll hear some more about that later in the show. So the Rittenhouse jury has the case. They're still looking it over. Joe, why is it taking so long?
Well, there are a couple of possibilities. Number one, there might be one or more jurors who said, I absolutely need to go over a lot of the evidence again. I will not render a verdict until we do that.
How would you react if you already had your mind made up?
I'd slap my forehead and say, oh, my God, I had a tea time. Well, I don't know.
They have the right, but I would think, oh, this is going to take days.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's a bit of a drag, but a young man's life is
sure
in your hands.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
He faces a life without parole.
Yep, as an 18-year-old.
Right. So that is absolutely a possibility. And I would also point out that you might have, and I have a rooting interest in this, having watched a bunch of the trial. I think he's not guilty. It takes as long if it's 11 to 1 as if it's 7 to 5.
Sure, of course.
For instance, on the jury. It could just be that they are going over and over and over stuff to convince a holdout or two so they don't end up with a hung jury. They might be heading toward a hung jury. You just don't know. So there could be a bunch of different things going on in the deliberations. There are a couple of stories related to it that are worth mentioning. One we mentioned earlier, that the lawyers for Kyle Rittenhouse have made a new motion for a mistrial over that super blurry video that they were given by the prosecution when the prosecution had a super high def version of it. So they weren't able to use it productively to craft the defense. That's a strict for Bolton.
I wonder at what point they saw the other video. So they're given this video and they think, oh man, I wish we could see better. It's so hard to tell what's going on here. I wonder at what point they saw the other video and saw, wait a second.
At trial.
That was the first time they saw it?
After it was admitted in evidence. They were like, whoa, 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 where's this video from?
Wow.
And the laws, the rules of discovery say everybody has to have access to the evidence. You can't hide evidence from the other side.
I'm being told in my ear by our executive producer we should play cut 31 on this topic.
Let's do it.
I persistently warned the state that, you know, there's a day of reckoning with respect to these things. I've forewarned you, you know, you've pressed with this, and that's fine, I've let it in. And my view on it now is we might as well follow through with it.
Yeah, I'm going to start saying that to my kids. I forewarned you.
Don't you be brazen with me. That's my favorite quote from the trial. What he's talking about is this is now the third substantial reason for motion for mistrial. And what the judge was hinting at there is the jury's got the case. If they're about to acquit the lad, in spite of the prosecutorial out-of-boundedness, if they're about to acquit the lad instead, he's not going to declare a mistrial now. If the prosecutors were out of bounds, I mean, he's going to let the lad go free. On the other hand, if there is a hung jury, well, a hung jury would be an odd situation, but if there is a conviction on any of the counts, it is entirely possible the judge who just said, we're heading in that direction and I feel like following through with it, he'll declare a mistrial. He will void the conviction and he will tell the state, you try again if you want and follow the damn rules.
Does the jury know anything about the two blurry videos?
No.
Nothing about it. Okay.
No. They always remove the jury when they start jawing about that sort of thing. And the other aspect of the case I wanted to bring to you, and if you've been following it, you know what I'm talking about, the mysterious jump kick man. If you don't, and I'll remind people who've seen it too.
Mysterious jump kick man. Okay.
Yeah. So as Rittenhouse ran away from a crowd of people, if you follow the trial, you've seen the videotape, he testified that one of the pursuers hit him in the head with his skateboard. Okay. When Rittenhouse fell to the ground, jump kick man flew through the air, stomped his head.
Oh, man.
Rittenhouse fired two shots at jump kick man, but missed. Almost immediately, the man who had struck Rittenhouse with his skateboard, Anthony Huber, hit him with the skateboard again. And Rittenhouse fired a single round, killing Huber. A third man, Gage Grosskreutz, saw this, approached Rittenhouse with his hands up. However, when Rittenhouse looked down for a second at his weapon, Grosskreutz pulled out a handgun and pointed it at Rittenhouse's head. Rittenhouse fired a single shot, striking Grosskreutz in the arm. Jump kick man, and I'll explain why this matters in a second.
Was he wearing a spider uniform?
Jump kick man, who's attacked on Rittenhouse, and the subsequent response arguably led to both Huber's and Grosskreutz's actions and Rittenhouse's responses to them.
Hmm.
The shooting and the death. He's never been identified until now. But a local radio station did some detective work and can now report exclusively that Jump Kick Man is a 40-year-old black male from Kenosha with an extensive criminal record who is at the time of the Rittenhouse shootings on probation following a conviction for domestic violence battery. You're thinking, what does that matter? I'm getting to it. He faced a maximum sentence of 9 months in jail, But less than 2 months before he kicked Rittenhouse, he accepted a plea deal that netted him 12 months probation. But the following year, he violated the terms of his probation, was sentenced to 7 months in jail. Had Jumpkick Man been sentenced to even 2 months in jail instead of probation, all of these criminals getting left loose on the street because of COVID, because of criminal justice reforms, whatever. If he'd even done 2 months, he would not have been in Kenosha violently rioting the night of the shootings. His kick, which prompted Rittenhouse to fire two shots at him, may well have provoked Huber to strike Rittenhouse with a skateboard a second time. He thought he had an opening, causing Rittenhouse to shoot and kill him. That in turn prompted Grosskreutz to advance on Rittenhouse and draw his handgun on him, which caused Rittenhouse to shoot him in the arm. Jumpkick Man's actions likely set these events in motion. And had he not been on Kenosha streets that night, it's entirely possible two men would not have been shot. Interestingly, sources within the DA's office said he contacted prosecutors and offered to testify in exchange for immunity from an ongoing drunk driving and domestic abuse case with which he was charged this June.
Man, there were a lot of, scumbags. Is that too far?
No.
Man, there were a lot of...
You got child rapists, grandma beaters, drug addicts, burglars, robbers.
Man, there were a lot of scumbags on the street causing mayhem. And we were just putting up with it.
Who else is going to be on the street in the middle of the night beating people down and stealing stuff and lighting fires? Be righteously angry about civil rights? Wake up, you're a fool.
You know, if you're going to do counterfactuals, very easily. I mean, just, you know, a half second this direction or that, Rittenhouse shoots a black guy who maybe had it coming, wouldn't make any difference. If it had been a white guy shooting a black guy, you think this is a racial case now, we'd be looking at cities burning all across America as soon as this verdict comes out.
That is entirely possible. And again, Jumpkick Man is an African-American fellow. He has criminal records that date back more than two decades, multiple felony convictions for car theft, ID theft, drug possession, escaping custody, misdemeanor battery, probation revocation, et cetera, et cetera. No jail time. I've got to turn to a life of crime. I mean, you can commit crime after crime after crime and get convicted for them and not do any time.
And you're so not worried about it. When there's a riot going on, you go out and get involved in more mayhem.
Yeah.
Because you haven't paid much of a price so far.
Some of you are out there saying, you know, if the boy hadn't gone there with a rifle, we wouldn't be talking about any of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair point.
Yep.
Then some of you are answering back, at least in my crazy head, so we just let rioters and looters and arsonists ruin our cities and take our stuff and close our businesses.
I wanted to address some of those people. No, I get that. I get that. But some of you who are talking tough... were you going to go out there? Do you do that sort of thing? Or is this all theoretical? Some of you tough people on the text line and the emails, stuff like that. Okay, throw around your right to defend stuff. Well, are you? Yeah, I get it. But are you doing that or not? No, you're probably not, because you think all kinds of horrible things could happen like this. So you choose not to.
Right, right. And both sides have fair points.
Yeah, but anytime anybody says Rittenhouse shouldn't have been out there, you get a loud crowd of, he had a right to be there. Okay, are you going out there, or do you not go into those situations?
I don't understand why that contradicts the argument, though. I don't think it does. Unless they're like being abusive to us for even bringing it up.
Yes, they are. It contradicts the tone of the argument, like I'm being a coward somehow by saying Rittenhouse shouldn't have been on the street. Well, are you going out on the street? No, you're not. And why did you choose to not go out on the street? Because it doesn't seem very wise. So us pointing out that it wasn't wise for Rittenhouse is not backing down from any obligations or right to stand up for property or anything. We're suggesting the same thing that you probably did, watching this stuff on the news at home.
Well,
makes sense.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just, I don't understand. I mean, I get it if their tone is abusive. You're pointing out, you know, a decent enough counterargument, but I'm not here to advocate people not defending their property and their businesses.
I'm not advocating. Well, I am. I'm advocating I wouldn't go into that. I would not go into that situation with a gun. I think that's a bad idea.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah. But I think pointing that out is not backing down from any obligation, because that's what almost everybody is doing for the same reason, because we think that probably is not going to turn out very well. That seems reasonable to me. Are you not seeing this level of hatred on the email that I'm seeing on the text line around this topic?
Maybe not.
People get really angry about this anytime we point out that, you know, going into that situation might not be the smartest thing.
Well, I don't, honestly, I agree it's a, it could end badly for adults. Reasoned adults, hopefully with firearm training, doing that sort of thing. I realize it's a dangerous game, but I'm not going to say they're wrong or dumb to do that. My problem is with the youth of the lad. A 17-year-old boy has different neurological functions than a grown-ass man.
I would also say, as we've said many times, if you're going to allow your streets to burn down and businesses to be destroyed, you are going to get a lot more of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are people supposed to do at some point? You got no choice. You look around and say, I guess we don't have law enforcement anymore. I guess it's up to us. You call your friends and get some guns and go protect your business. What else are you going to friggin' do?
Right.
When civilization's broken down to this level. Our text line is, if you want to bring the hate or the love, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Former professional boxer Mike Tyson said in a new interview that he takes Sonoran desert toad venom to hallucinate. Responded the interviewer, I'm a lamp.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, he said he died once from it and had to be brought back to life. I think he's into some sort of publicity, likes the attention territory now. He seems to regularly come out with outlandish stories that, really? You almost died from taking this crazy drug and you're just now mentioning it?
And you keep going. Keep doing it.
So we just got this text. My parents won't let my husband and I come to Thanksgiving because we're not vaccinated. We had the coronavirus back in May, so we have natural immunity. My dad said we'll freak out relatives and we might infect anyone. Plus, he said he could get sued if anyone catches the Rona. You're worried you're going to get sued by friends and family.
Wow.
They would never know where they got the I mean, I got COVID. I haven't got the slightest idea where I got it. I'm not making this up. Trying to talk rationally to them is a waste of time. Reminded me, I heard these statistics. 2/3 in new polls say their Thanksgiving gatherings will resemble pre-pandemic ones. But there's still a big chunk of people who said they're going to not have distant family and friends over or going to make people mask. Over a quarter, almost a third of hosts said they will require guests to be fully vaccinated to come to their Thanksgiving. A third.
You know, I could see either fully vaccinated or having tested positive and gotten over it, but to ignore the natural immunity argument is just dumb.
Well, I gotta admit, if I was having people over Thanksgiving, I wouldn't even ask them. I just wouldn't even think about it.
No, it would never cross my mind.
I'm not gonna say, are you vaccinated? I'm around people all the time. I don't ask them if they're vaccinated.
Right.
How about this? How about the restaurant you were in the other night? And you're in a booth right here, and there's a booth right there. Did you go over and ask them if they're vaccinated? Because you're as close to them as you're going to be to people at Thanksgiving.
Boy, and I tell you, when you're at the point where you're concerned that your Thanksgiving guests are going to sue you over something,
yeah, you need different
throw
friends.
Yourself off a cliff or get different friends or move off to build a lean-to in the woods and live as a hermit. You've lost your mind.
Throw yourself off a cliff.
Well, it's an option. It's one of several options.
Yeah. Fun Thanksgiving where you're worried people are going to sue you if something goes a certain way.
Yeah. Given the locations of the children at this point and their work schedules and the rest of it, I don't think Judy and I are going to do anything. We might get together with friends in a similar circumstance and have a dinner or something, but we have no family gathering planned, which is a little pathetic.
Because you hate Indians or what? What is your deal?
I just explained why.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't not honor Indians. Christmas.
Indians, you know, wait a minute. Indians.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A federal judge has sentenced the Capitol rioter, nicknamed the QAnon Shaman, to 41 months in prison for his role in the January 6th protest. Jacob Chansley, known for his horned headdress, pleaded guilty in September to obstructing an official proceeding when he and thousands of others stormed the Capitol building. Chansley, who is a Navy veteran, has been diagnosed with several mental health disorders.
Is there a particular reason he got 4 years when so many people have not gotten that kind of sentence?
There's a lot going on that's really troubling with that case. And I understand,
Is wearing horns a particular crime?
Sporting a Viking helmet without a license? I don't know. But the fact that he's a Navy veteran with mental health problems, getting 3.5 years? I get that that was way out of bounds what happened. Storming the Capitol to try to prevent a vote, the rest of it. But nobody died at this guy's hands. Was he caught committing acts of violence? I didn't think so.
No, I'm not exactly sure what got him in so much trouble, but I just think it's kind of interesting that the side of politics that wants to protect every mentally ill person on the street from any repercussions for their actions.
Well, they pretend to.
Wants this guy to go to prison for 4 years. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. And, I can't help but point out a lot of these people are being held in solitary and treated terribly. Meanwhile, those who burned and looted and smashed and tore down businesses and hurt people badly, Kamala Harris and various celebrities raised money to bail them out. Bit of a different stance toward political violence there on the left. Interesting.
Speaking of raising money, Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. If you missed hour two, we had a warrior on who benefited from Freedom Station with a great story to tell. That will touch your heart and make you want to donate. Just go to armstrongandgetty.com, click on the banner. We might fall short of our goal for the first time ever, unless our fortunes change quite a bit in the next 24 hours. We got to get going here. So we're hoping to get $500,000, and we are a long way from there. But go to armstrongandgetty.com.
And there are a lot of those big-name veterans organizations that spend a tremendous amount on overhead and advertising and the rest of it. not Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. They're incredibly efficient. Every dollar you donate is going to go almost entirely to help out a young warrior at the time of the greatest need in their lives. You can be a hero for our heroes. Give what you can. ArmstrongandGetty.com.
$50 from the Hunter Biden School of Art and Pharmaceuticals.
If you have an interest in those fields, I would go to Hunter Biden's school because he's an expert.
Kamala's coquettish giggle for $250. Thank you very much.
Wow. Look who swallowed a thesaurus.
Michelangelo's long showers donated $25.
Very generous.
Also, Michelangelo is a national treasure in for $10.
Amen to that.
Bathroom Drain Liquors Guild, $250.
Jeez Louise, a generous contribution from the guild.
That's when my son was like a year and a half, and I turn around at the Target bathroom. I thought he was just standing behind me, and he's down on the floor licking the drain in the bathroom.
Yummy.
He's a sick enough.
Just so you know what's going on here, if you're new to the show, you go to the website, you click on the banner, you give to this incredible organization, and if you want, you can donate under your name. You can donate anonymously. You can donate in the name of some beloved family member past, perhaps, or a current service member, or you can fill in a ridiculous name.
And some of those are.
Yes.
Well, let's do a quick total since we're here. Gladys, drum roll, please. Let you know where we want to get to $500,000 by the end of the show tomorrow. I'll be bringing in the violin tomorrow. We bring out the big guns. If you've never heard us do that, we play Christmas songs.
We have in the past. Yeah, I'll get my trombone boned up too.
I don't know how to play the violin.
Is
really the key to the whole thing. But we'll be torturing you for more money tomorrow. We're currently at about $369,000. Which is awesome. I mean, appreciate every buck of it, but I want to get to 500.
So. Yeah. Well, we're working on it. Thank you all for giving so generously. Maybe dip back into the bank account and give a little more if you can. So have you followed this story? I'll bet you have. You're aware of it. You remember the National School Boards Association sent that letter to the White House saying these angry parents at the school board meeting, sometimes they issue threats, which, of course, we don't approve of around here, but they're like domestic terrorists, and you really ought to have the Justice Department look into it. Well, the White House, the Justice Department, Merrick Garland announced, yeah, this is terrible. It's a good point they make there at the School Board Association. We are going to look into this seriously. Well, a lot of folks said, whoa, the Justice Department is going to turn their gaze and their awesome powers on parents who are pissed off that their kids are being indoctrinated into left-wing Marxist political theory and or being shown porn and or taught at age 6 that you're a little boy, but maybe you're a little girl. How about you be a little girl instead? People are pissed off about this stuff. And again, the idea that the federal government would be weighing in on the question was chilling to people. Couple of things happened subsequent to that. Number one, the National School Board Association said, yeah, we retract that letter. Sorry about that. Which was interesting. And then Merrick Garland got up on the Hill and he swore up and down, whoa, we're not gonna track anybody, or don't worry, we're not doing anything serious with this. No, of course not. Well, some whistleblowers at the FBI who've thought some of this is way out of bounds have started to come forward. Mike Emanuel of Fox News has a report. Let's touch on the latest, clip number 30.
He either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us.
The October 20th joint message from the Criminal Investigative Division and Counterterrorism Division directs FBI personnel to apply a new threat tag, a means of compiling active threats to education officials. The FBI email says, quote, "We ask that your offices apply the threat tag to investigations and assessments of threats specifically directed against school board administrators, board members, teachers, and staff." Yet here is Attorney General Merrick Garland on Capitol Hill the day after that email was written.
"I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism."
So, nonetheless, the counterterrorism threat folks there at the FBI are starting to compile files and that sort of thing. Josh Hawley, congressman from Missouri, had a thought, 31.
He was sitting there saying, oh, we wouldn't charge parents. And then we obtained a memo from a Justice Department prosecutor that said, here are 13 possible crimes.
So where this goes, nobody knows. It seems clear to me that the left education complex reached out to the White House, said, hey, they're really fighting our anti-racism training. They're really fighting our woke social justice stuff. They're making trouble for us. You gotta do it. So you gotta give them a stiff arm. Well, the White House went ahead and did it.
Right. Do you see it as a shot across the bow, or were they planning on actually going after people? I thought it was just to scare people off.
No, it could have been, although the FBI appears to be starting to do these threat tags, which they say, no, that's just the very, very beginning. It doesn't mean you're opening a case. It's just making a note that something happened. But somebody's not telling the truth.
And probably at the point that they have the ability to note that something happened, they get to read your emails and listen to your phone calls, probably.
Right. And if I were to show up at one of my kids' school board meetings, they're out of school now, but if I had back in the day in beautiful suburbia, and I'd said, you know what, Jim on the school board, you're a piece of crap. Someday I'd like to get you, the two of us, in an alley.
Oh.
Okay? If that's a threat, there are all sorts of laws against
yep.
that. That's a matter for the local authorities.
Sure.
The idea of that the Justice Department of the United States of America and the FBI would get some sort of threat tag going and a file going on me. What is going on there?
I don't know. That's what I didn't get from the beginning. We have laws against threatening people, so.
And there is absolutely zero need for the federal authorities to get involved in this stuff. So that is something. That is using the FBI as your goon squad because you don't like the stupid, stupid parents who object to, you know, your social justice garbage.
Got a text that explains a lot of the mood around the Rittenhouse trial. We can tell you about that in just a second. But there's too much crime everywhere. We all feel the same way on that. All the polls show. How about a Simply Safe home security system? It's the best you can get.
And right now is a perfect time to go ahead and click. Listen to this now. Are you listening? I think you're listening. 50% off the award-winning home security is Simply Safe for our listeners this week only. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong to customize your system. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100, have it monitored around the clock, but it's not quote unquote cheaper than other systems. I mean, it's less expensive. It's better, according to U.S. News and World Report. Better and less expensive.
The best home security system 2021. So no long-term contracts. That's a big deal, or commitments, because a lot of security systems, you're locked in for several years, even if you decide you don't like it or never use it.
Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, round-the-clock monitoring. That's Simply Safe. 50% off right now for our listeners. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. Again, that's SimplySafe.com/Armstrong for 50% off your entire system. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong.
I think this is probably true for a chunk of America. We got this text. I listen to your show regularly and generally stay on top of the news. Based on the media, until this week, I had no idea that all four people involved were white. All I ever heard was Rittenhouse, a white guy, shooting at a Black Lives Matter rally.
And this trial is proof of white supremacy.
You know, I would say that I was aware that he shot only white guys maybe this week. Certainly last week at the earliest. Because I was barely following this. I just assumed, with all the brouhaha and the culture war around it, that must be one of these racial things.
No.
Well, certainly, I think they're going out of their way on a lot of the channels to kind of insinuate that.
It was white rioters, all with long criminal records. Which is not to say they necessarily should be shot, but trying to cast this as some sort of exercise in white supremacy is just bizarre.
But when they write their lead and say that... Rittenhouse, a white teenager, showed up to a Black Lives Matter rally and killed two people. And leave it there.
Yes.
That's to insinuate that he shot black people, isn't it?
100%. 100%.
Good idea. Just make everybody really, really whipped up and scared around race. Just a fantastic. This will turn out fine.
I think if we can promote a race war, we'll get 10% more clicks.
This will turn out fine. And I'm guessing the cable news channels are getting some pretty good ratings out of this Rittenhouse trial and commentary, which is going to lead to more of this sort of thing.
Or if you're MSNBC, you're getting terrible, embarrassing ratings, but that's good for them.
So I had heard about Joe Biden weighing in on the Rittenhouse case, but I hadn't heard the actual clip. We have the actual clip for you. He did this hours after the shooting occurred, went way further than you should as the leading presidential candidate for the Democrats, I think. So if you haven't heard this, you should stay tuned for that. Also give, man. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Warrior Foundation, Freedom Station, give. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Click on the banner. It's super easy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh boy, we have another serial pooper caught on videotape. We need your help finding this criminal from the LA area. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit.
I do love a mystery.
Hold your mud, miscreants. But before we get to that, I had heard about Joe Biden weighing in on the Rittenhouse case way before he should have, as a public figure, as a guy who is, you know, likely to be the next president at the time. This was right after the rioting in Kenosha and Rittenhouse goes there and a couple people end up dead. Joe Biden, I think the very next morning, is on MSNBC with Andrea Mitchell.
He has espoused some views. He's part of a youth police group. He was holding a long gun. He was out and about. Nobody restrained him. What are your concerns about the involvement of others, perhaps he, but others who are white militia people stirring this trouble?
Oh, I'm very concerned about it. You saw what got me involved in this race, and I hadn't planned on running in the first place, was what happened in Charlottesville. The same kind of appeal to, these guys don't use a dog whistle, they use a bullhorn.
Who does?
They use a bullhorn.
Which
and
guy?
This is a 17-year-old young man. I don't know anything about him. All I know
right.
is that there's some reporting about a connection to a militia in Illinois.
All I know is the police behaved stupidly. All right.
That is just unbelievable. Andrea Mitchell leapt to like 9 conclusions. And then the soon-to-be president, Joe Biden, went ahead and leapt even more conclusions. What the hell are you talking about? There was a riot going on. Craziness was everywhere. A couple of people ended up dead. And you immediately get to there are white supremacists about.
Including this 17-year-old.
What are you talking about? How out of bounds is that for a public official at that level to weigh in on this with speculation, nothing but speculation?
You know what one of the factors is in this, and this is, it's new in journalism and it's terrible. It's so regrettable, is you'll have like NBC, all the alphabet networks, and the big legacy newspapers, and BuzzFeed and you know, everybody else, all like in a circle waiting. And then like BuzzFeed will say, yeah, I hear he's a white supremacist. Then all of a sudden everybody goes to press. There are reports he's a white supremacist. Mr. President or Mr. would-be president, what do you think of the fact that there are reports this guy's a white supremacist? And they all act as if it's some fact when just one of them throws it out based on nothing, gives everybody permission to start discussing it. It's terrible.
And a little more on MSNBC. We had some from this woman the other day. This is how far they're going with the whole white supremacist narrative.
There are only so many acceptable losses that white supremacy is willing to accept. So if Derek Chauvin is going to jail, you had best believe that Ahmaud Arbery's murderers, people like Kyle Rittenhouse, are going to be defended with all that this culture has, because they have to make sure that the message is sent that white men will continue to control these systems and that the rest of us should be living in fear.
That is so over the top. MSNBC is the prima facie we're a white supremacist nation channel. People get to say stuff like that, and there's no pushback. It's just assumed that we all agree that we're just white supremacy at every level of everything. It's frightening.
I wonder if Brian Williams became uncomfortable with the fact that MSNBC is the channel of racist America haters.
My very question, or if they became uncomfortable with him that he's not joining in. Because his show is way different than all the other shows during the day.
Yeah, I stand by my words. Racist America haters at MSNBC. They're
weird,
despicable.
We'll have plenty of time to talk about that. At least in the Brentwood area of Los Angeles, you have a DoorDash somebody come to your house. They might drop off more than your Chipotle.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And it's a young woman in this case.
Oh, really?
Gets out of the elevator, hikes up her skirt, leaves behind a package, which you would not tip for.
Keep going. So I'm really enjoying this so far.
DoorDash, I'll just read the headline. DoorDash driver poops in lobby of California apartments.
Oh.
Somebody found human dew in the lobby, and then they went and checked the security cameras, which are omnipresent, and you got a DoorDash driver pulling up her dress right in the lobby. And then somebody says here, this girl got out of the elevator. Somebody watched the videotape and said, I can't ever unsee what I saw on that tape. You know,
it's poo.
I'm not a Marine that was in Iraq, but I've raised a couple of kids. I'll live if I see somebody poo. I mean, it ain't going to ruin my life.
Please, every day, my dog.
This girl got out of the elevator. She saw a trash can. She didn't even try to get on top of it. Well, I'll bet it's not as easy to climb up on a trash can and straddle it and do your business and get down as you think.
Hey, point of order. Why don't you not take a crap in any part of the lobby? Trash can, floor, bench, potted plant?
Well, she might have been in a situation where she had no choice. I don't know.
Feeling the burden of Damascus. Hey, Michael, how do you like this headline? This DoorDash do is a don't.
That's great, Joe.
Thank you, Michael.
Just great.
Thank you.
Do is a don't. In a statement, DoorDash said the driver has been removed from its service.
Why? Oh, because they took a crap in the building.
Yes, that's why.
You move to Brentwood, you're paying through the nose for your place, and you get that.
The company said it will pay for cleaning the lobby and cooperate with any police investigation. Let's stonewall the cops. No, we'll cooperate.
I'm McGillicuddy from the Poop Squad.
I'll never be under to unsee what I saw on that tape. I'll calm down.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.